Carla, could you please call the next item?
750, authorize intergovernmental agreement with Oregon State University in the amount of $10,178 for the Cascadia Subduction Zone at Bull Run Watershed Project.
Commissioner Fish?
Teresa Elliott, she was here a second ago.
Okay, so why don't you come forward and I'll just do the introductory remarks. Colleagues, the Portland Water Bureau provides water to approximately 960,000 people, one quarter of the population of Oregon. The Water Bureau strives to mitigate the hazards for Oregonians before, during, and after a Cascadia megaquake event. A significant amount of research has gone into mapping prehistoric landslides around the Bull Run watershed. Nonetheless, little is known about underwater landslides within the lake. This agreement would authorize the Water Bureau to work collaboratively with Oregon State University to conduct an investigation into two specific areas. First, the shaking levels at Bull Run Lake during prehistoric earthquakes. I'll be interested in learning more about that. And second, the present-day vulnerabilities of the Bull Run Lake and of its greater watershed to a megaquake event. And I'll turn it over to the chief engineer of the Water Bureau, Teresa Elliott.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Teresa Elliott, chief engineer, Portland Water Bureau, and with me is Tim Collins, geotechnical engineer with the Water Bureau as well. This is it's a new agreement, but it's an extension of some study work that we've been doing with Oregon State University to figure out what our vulnerabilities are within the watershed. So in 2015, we did a study and looked to see how frequent earthquakes are. We know we have them. We took core samples and are now looking to extend, to have a new contract that or a new intergovernmental agreement with them to figure out what the carbon date those and try and relate those back to the Cascadia Subduction Zone earthquake. It's a small contract, $10,000, $10,178 specifically, and it should be all of the work will be done this fiscal year. The carbon dating this summer and the report by Winard, and we're here to answer any of your questions.
I have a question. Commissioner Udaly, have you ever participated in the Bull Run Watershed Tour?
I unfortunately have not had an opportunity to do that, but I would love to.
Commissioner Fritz, you've taken that tour.
I have, and unfortunately, my theory is that everybody should do it just once. I know that you do it
everyone
often.
Everyone should do it once.
Yeah, everyone should do it once, and it's not a tourist destination. It's
correct.
Definitely for the purpose of protecting the watershed. So, yes, I would definitely encourage you to avail yourself of that opportunity.
When you and whoever you want to invite are ready, let us know, and
yes,
we'd love to host you on that trip. It is, it's one of the, I've done it twice now, once as a guest and then once as a commissioner in charge hosting some people, and it changes the way you think about our water supply, the Bull Run watershed, and about the work that comes before us when you do the tour, and it's one of the most majestic places in the state of Oregon. And because it's so heavily protected, it's hard to get to, and very few people get the opportunity to do so. But we'd be honored, we'd be delighted to schedule that around your availability.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And evidently my stipulation about everybody should do it once and probably no more, it doesn't apply to the commissioner in charge or the employees who do it. But I will tell you, Commissioner Fish, that I did it as part of the 1995 Community Watershed Grant that I got from the Bureau of Environmental Services, which you also manage. So that was really my awakening, as you say, as to what some of the issues are in our entire region, not just in the small elementary school that I was the parent in at the time. But actually, I know that some of my staff have not been on that tour either, so I would ask if they can join. That would be great.
Sure. Terrific. Thank
and
you.
Commissioner Fish, I don't have anything comparable to offer, but if you'd ever like to do a Life of a Permit tour at BBS, you're welcome to join me.
I was hesitant to say this, but we also do a wonderful tour of the Columbia Wastewater Treatment Facility. And
no, thank
I've
you.
Done that one, too.
I was there last Friday with Todd, and Steve Barrett gave us the tour, and it's actually another amazing thing, because you just when you see how they manage $80 million of wastewater a day, and then it's put back into the Willamette or the Columbia, and it's perfectly safe. It's an extraordinary engineering marvel.
From an engineering standpoint, I love looking at it too myself.
Yeah, I did it with fourth and fifth graders. So I think you haven't lived until you've done a wastewater treatment plant with fourth and fifth graders. Mm. Shortly after that, I decided I needed a better occupation.
Okay. I will take your word for that. Any further discussion? And this is a first reading, so we'll move it to second reading. Carla, could you please call the next item?
Thank you very much.